memory support, and cognitive impairment. Reduced cognition or altered mental status can lead to several detrimental outcomes with regard to infections. For example, difficulty detecting infection symptoms leading to longer infection progression before precaution and treatment procedures can begin. This may be a result of an incomplete understanding of the mental status of the resident on the part of a member of the IDT. It may also arise from the inability of the resident to verbalize how they are feeling. This can also increase the infection risk for both the resident with reduced cognition and those around them. The risk posed to the resident with reduced cognition arises due to the resident potentially having decreased ability to care for their own hygiene, which may lead to increased colonization risk, which may lead to infection. Risk to others with reduced cognition arises from the resident struggling to comply with processes designed to prevent the spread of communicable diseases, such as hand and respiratory hygiene procedures. Key point: it is important to note that reduced mental or cognitive function is not always a long-term issue with residents, nor is it always independent from infection. As described in an article in Clinical Infectious Diseases by Kevin P., high et al. Infections in elderly individuals may present in uncommon or unexpected ways, including as a change in mental or cognitive function as a symptom of an underlying infection. As such, it is crucial that the mental capacity of older individuals be monitored and assessed before, during, and following recovery from infections.